because they're messy. Oh, they make a good shade and all like that, but my, it takes a long time and a lot of hard work to clean up the ground. Because, like I tell you, I've had experience with that thing.
That's right. You've been working over there. That's
right. Right. When I go over there and there's Copeland around this cemetery and where those graves at. And Miss Lolly Peacock is buried there close to that tree. Well, I'd say there's 8 or 10 graves, and they got it's just like a wire fence. It's made out of good, heavy stuff. All right, your Copeland is about that far from your fence. Here's your fence here, and here's your Copeland here.
Yeah.
All right, these leaves fill up all this space in here. They fill up on top of the grave. Then the fence is down so low till you can't hardly get, you just got to take a wire broom and sweep those leaves and get on there. I've got on there on my knees and just pick up the things by doing with my hand and throw them over the fence where you could get to them.
Uh-huh.
And they just a nuisance. If it was me, I tell you, I would have done kill that tree. That's right. And if I'm the one got to clean off that cemetery, and I don't know, but...
Now, you got any sycamore?
No, I haven't got no sycamore. I wouldn't know what a sycamore tree was. I know there's plenty of them, but...
Uh-huh. That's when you mentioned bay, some people call that bay a sycamore, too. But Catawba trees were...
Good. Oh, yeah, they're Catawba trees.
Good shade tree, I hear.
Yeah.
That they didn't have any of them? I imagine they had something
here. I tell you, I just can't tell you. You know, my wife had put out a lot of flowers. And
you have one of the most beautiful yards. Really pretty.
Well, thank you.
Probably the prettiest in town.
We are trying to take care of the thing, and they're mighty pretty. We got flowers all back in the back too.
Uh-huh.
And
does she keep any in the house?
Beg your pardon?
Does she keep any flowers in the house?
Oh man, didn't you notice all those things in there yesterday? Where that light?
Those were pots. Did she keep any?
Yeah, those
vases.
She got a few there on the back porch, and got some in different places. But I forget what they call those things, but I know one thing. She really, really loves her flowers.
Does she keep any in vases?
Yeah, she got some in some things that I noticed yesterday. She got some hanging out here under the fig trees. It's in a big old thing, you know, it's got a thing you can set your flower down in and just hang it up with wire.
Yeah. A vase?
Oh, I call them pots. Oh, there's a vase you can put a few little flowers in, but still at the same time.
You don't water them. No. Those ones you water.
Oh.
Put water.
Boy, you have to really, really know what you're doing. She's got a pretty out there that she connects up and she'll set that thing down like it is now, and they just have to be watered.
Yes. Yeah, these all have to be watered.
Well, you see that line of stuff there?
Yeah.
That's mine too. Goes to that fence I told them.
What kind of tree is that?
That tree there, I can't tell you what you call it. Now that's a vine that was planted down, that's got all those blooms on it.
Uh-huh.